The Civil War may long be over, but to become one of the nation's select few Gettysburg tour guides, the battle is still to come. On Saturday, December 7th, some of America's top Civil War buffs will begin the arduous process of getting licensed to become an official tour guide at Gettysburg National Military Park in Pennsylvania. The written exam. It's just the first tier in a five-step process prospective guides must go through before they can take on tourists. After that, there's a panel interview, the field practicum, a test of tour guide skills and knowledge, the oral exam, and finally the post-licensing orientation. Applicants need to pass every tier to become a licensed battlefield guide, and the process for this round of recruits won't wrap up until the spring of 2026. At any given time, there are about 130 guides licensed to give historical tours at Gettysburg, and they only open up the process when park officials decide they need more staff. Since 1915, fewer than 600 people have successfully completed the process to become a guide. According to the Wall Street Journal, the last time the test was offered, only 9 of the 97 applicants became licensed. Holding such a prestigious position might make it worthwhile to some, but test takers pay to take the test. If a history buff makes it to the end of the testing process, their wages depend on how many guests show up on any given day. Not only that, guides are not considered employees of Gettysburg National Military Park, meaning they won't get any benefits either. Feel up to the challenge? The tour guide website has answers to many questions prospects may have about the test, as well as a long list of suggested reading to help potential guides study up.